Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Well, after a first few days this week with some chilly weather, we're back to it with a nice afternoon for some high school softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A new team coming into the area next year for the Big East League, which the merge of the Big Seven and the Mideast League, Silver Lake, of course, they have a powerhouse tradition in a lot of sports, and we got them here today as they play host to Big Seven League opponents in Perry Lecompton. Thank you so much for tuning in here this afternoon. Brandon Tabman with you, and Seth Tollefson, our studio producer. Again, both these teams still early on in the year, and for Perry Lecompton, had games earlier this week postponed against Anderson County, so these are the first games of the season here in 2024 for the cause of Perry Lecompton. Silver Lake, they are off to a 2-0 start. They played a couple last week against Wabunsee and two impressive three-inning sweeps. Both final scores there, 15-0. So Silver Lake again off to a 2-0 start. Perry Lecompton getting their first games in of 2024. Let's get you the lineup cards, and we'll start with the cause of Perry Lecompton and their head coach in Aaron Dammy. They're going to go like this. Kaden Hoffman will lead things off. She is a sophomore pitcher. Batting second, Paxton Dammy, the freshman left fielder. Tristan Buntram is a senior first baseman. She bats third. Batting fourth is Taylor Dammy, a senior center fielder. Macy Corcoran's a freshman shortstop. She bats fifth. Autumn Flory bats sixth. She is a right fielder and a junior. Taylor Trimble is the junior catcher, batting seventh. Lexi Stansel is the senior second baseman, batting eighth. And Kendall Gray, the senior third baseman, batting ninth and rounding out the lineup here today for the cause. So again, Hoffman pitching, Paxton Dammy in left, Buntram in or at first base, Taylor Dammy's in center, Corcoran's at short, Flory's in right, Trimble is catching, Stansel's at second, and Gray is at third base. For the Silver Lake Eagles, again, a 2-0 start for them under head coach Nick Hamilton. They will go like this. Kaverin Kruger is the senior center fielder. She leads things off. Sophomore left fielder is Kaylin Haney. She will bat second. Taylor Zordel is a junior shortstop. She bats third. Kira Lowry, a junior third baseman. She bats in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth is Mackenzie McDaniel, the senior first baseman. McKinley Kruger is a senior second baseman. She'll bat sixth. Avery Wendy is the senior pitcher. And then you have Rayleigh Sterling, the senior right fielder. And then Kendra Cook, the junior flex. She will round things out for Silver Lake. So again, it is Kaberin Kruger in center field. Haney in left, Zordel at short, Lowry at third, McDaniel at first, Kruger, that is McKinley Kruger, at second base, Wendy pitching, and Sterling in right, and the flex is Kendra Cook. So that is the lineups for today's action. We will step aside for a quick timeout. We approach first pitch right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Quick lineup check and Silver Lake. I had mentioned Wendy on the mound and Cook as the flex. Those two actually switching sides. So Avery Wendy, the senior, is the designated player, and Kendra Cook is going to be the pitcher and not bat for Silver Lake here today. Again, the Eagles off to a 2-0 start. Apparently Compton getting their first games in here of 2024. They had games against Anderson County postponed earlier this week. And again, they are just finally getting those first two under their belt against a highly touted team. And this is a Silver Lake team that has seven players back, or I should say eight players back from a team last year that lost in a regional championship to Rossville. They have eight players back who had some sort of All-State honorable mention to some degree. So a very talented team. Of course, a lot of these girls coming off a state basketball championship as well. We'll talk about that more throughout the broadcast. But again, Perry LeCompton, they have had their struggles against Silver Lake over the last few years. Perry LeCompton, they were swept by Silver Lake last year. Both shutout wins for the Eagles, 7-0 and 10-0. And then 2 years ago, losing twice as well, 12-0 and 15-0. And then Silver Lake 3 years ago won both matchups against the Cause, 10-3 and 10-4. So again, Perry LeCompton, they got a good roster. They brought back a lot of talent from their team last year that won 12 games and made a regional semifinal appearance, but losing 1-0 to Santa Fe Trail. And this is a Silver Lake team that again made a regional final a year ago, lost to Rossville by a 4-1 final in the title game. Rossville, very good program as well. Again, Perry LeCompton, we're getting closer here to the start of this one. First pitch just moments away. Again, the Perry LeCompton batting order. The top three, Caden Hoffman, Paxton Dammy, and Tristan Buntram will lead things off. And then Taylor Dammy in the cleanup spot if one of those three are able to get on. You've got fans surrounding the outfield fence along the lines here. We are set up right behind the left side batter's box. We are in a prime spot here again after some cold temperatures earlier this week, which had some movements and postponements, which is very common, of course, here for spring sports. Well, we are back to a near 70-degree day for first pitch, but bear with us. The wind is gusting in from right field. So, again, the Silver Lake Eagles have taken the field. Cause are rocking the blue tops and black pants, white numerals and lettering, trimmed in black. Silver Lake, their maroon tops and gray pants, and they got gold numerals and lettering trimmed out in black as well. So Kendra Cook, again, the starting pitcher for Silver Lake, going off against Hoffman, Paxton Dammy, and Buntram, the top three in the Perry LeCompton order. Final warm-up pitch there for Cook. Throw down to second base, and we are about set to rock and roll here. In a busy day here outside of Silver Lake High School. They got a track meet going on as well. Throwers in the field right behind us, so a lot of cars and a lot of people. Busy, busy sports day here around the Silver Lake area, but glad to be a part of your beautiful Thursday afternoon here on KNZA. And here we go. It's Caden Hoffman, the sophomore pitcher, stepping in from the left side of the box. Little bend to the knees. Cook into the circle. Out to fire the opening pitch of the ball game. And there it is. In there for a strike, and we're underway. Just shy of 70 degrees here at first pitch. A strong, strong breeze blowing in from right field. No balls and one strike. Cook fires, and it's a foul tip, kind of a run-bunt style there for Hoffman, just caught a piece. And quickly down in the count, no balls and two strikes. And Perry LeCompton had games against Anderson County on Tuesday postponed. First games of the season. Now the umpire talking to the pitcher in Cook. And it looked like maybe Swaggart took one, the catcher. And a swing and a miss. And there's a three-pitch strikeout to begin the ball game. So Cook firing in three fastballs. And Hoffman down swinging. That brings up the freshman left fielder, Paxton Dammey. And the first pitch to the freshman, batting from the right side, is a little bit inside for ball one. Checking down the first base line for a check swing, and Paxton did not go around. It's one ball and no strikes. And the 1-0, ground ball, but stabbed right by the pitcher in Cook. Cat-like reflexes over to first base for out number two. That'll bring up Tristan Buttram. So a strikeout and a ground out to begin the ball game for Perry LeCompton. A senior first baseman, Tristan Buttram, bats from the right side. First pitch, fastball in there for strike number one. And that breeze blowing in from right/center field. Be tough to get one over the fence today. Next pitch is in there for strike number two. Cook is not playing around here in the first inning, just firing. A lot of velocity. And a chance to go 1-2-3 here in the first. Here's an 0-2. Swing and a miss, another fastball, and two strikeouts to begin this ball game for Cook and Silver Lake. We have played half an inning. No score. Eagles coming up to that next.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the first inning, Silver Lake and Perry LeCompton. Softball here on KNZA. Cabrin Kruger, Kalen Haney, Taylor Zordel, the top three in the Silver Lake lineup. Hosting here today, Perry LeCompton, their first games of 2024. Caden Hoffman, first pitch inside the circle for Perry LeCompton, off speed in there for strike number one to Cabrin Kruger. We are underway here in the bottom of the first. Cook struck out two in the top half of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. No score, just getting going. Next pitch, foul tipped, and it's 0-2. This will be games 3-4 here today for Silver Lake. Swept Wabunsee last week. Couple of short wins of 15-0, both in just three innings. And there's a rising fastball that is swung on and missed. And just down the top of the first started. Same goes for the bottom of the first. A swinging strikeout.
Left fielder number one, Haney.
Here is the sophomore left fielder, Kalen Haney. Will bat from the left side of the plates. Nobody on, one out, no score, bottom one. First pitch is high, and it's 1-0. Silver Lake will have a non-league tilt after this one against Baser Linwood as Haney slaps it foul down the left side. One ball and one strike. After tonight, they'll have a week off until taking on Baser Linwood a week from today. Perry LeCompton after tonight will be right back to it against Riverside on Monday. Here's a pop-up left side, and the wind, again, is going to play a factor here today. And over there at third base is Kendall Gray, who makes the catch, and two up and two down. So we've seen five batters and five outs. And here is Taylor Zordel, the junior shortstop. Batting from the right side, shows bunt. Pulls back, takes a fastball in there for strike one. Good start for Hoffman, trying to go quick work here. After Cook did the same in the top half of the first. Showing bunt again, swing and a foul tip. And quickly, no balls and two strikes. Defensively for Perry, you got Gray at third, Corcoran at short, Stansel at second, Buntram at first base, Hoffman pitching, Trimble's catching, you got Paxton, Dammy in left, Taylor, Dammy in center, Flory is in right. And the 0-2 is roped towards the field behind us and where the track meet is taking place, where throwers are back there, and that was roped over there. And it stays no balls and two strikes. There's a swing and a miss, drops out of the glove, down to first in plenty of time, and that secures the strikeout. So both pitchers striking out two in the first and cruising along early. No score. We head to the second inning here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmer State Bank, this is Lloyd.
Lloyd, I'm going on vacation and want to monitor my Farmer State Bank card more closely. What can I do?
Do you have the Card Valet app?
What's Card Valet?
It's an app that allows you to take control of your Farmer State Bank debit card.
Wow, Lloyd, you have just the solution I need. I can't wait to download Card Valet.
To find out more, you can visit our website or give us a call at the Farmer State Bank.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kansaland Radio.
High school softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network here from Silver Lake. Eagles and Perry LeCompton, no scores. We head to the top of the second inning. Both pitchers with two strikeouts in the first inning. Good start for both inside the circle. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 in the Perry LeCompton order here today. Senior center fielder Taylor Dammy, who's had an incredible career, four-sport athlete, second-team All-State a year ago, just played in the All-Star basketball games last weekend at Highland. And the first pitch, fastball low and inside, and one ball and no strikes to Taylor Dammy. Bats from the right side, plays up in the box, open in her stance, a little wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Next pitch by Cook, a high fastball missing, it's 2-0. Dammy, Corcoran, and Flory. Cause order here in the top of the second. Cook looks down at the arm. Here's the 2-0, and it's low. Now three balls and no strikes. A walk would give us our first base runner here this afternoon. Very open on her stance. And Dammy here from the right side, takes it all the way. It's in there for strike one. It's three balls and one strike. Defense for Silver Lake fairly straight up. And a 3-1 is fouled away towards the school behind us, and it just drills the side of the school. And the count goes from 3-0 to 3-2.
Don't forget for all your glass eat, Eagle Auto Glass. I'll take care of you.
And Swaggart is the catcher. Lowry at third. Zordel at short. You got McKinley Kruger at second. McDaniel is at first base. And this one's hit straight away to center field. But right there is Cabrin Kruger. Didn't have to move much to make the line drive catch. And out number one here
now
in the second.
Number five,
so here's number five in the order. Freshman shortstop, Nacy Corcoran. Four up and four down here for the cause to begin this game. Chobat from the right side. Good bend to the knees. And fouls it straight back. And it's 0-1. Most of our broadcast this year will have 4:30 start times, but we're a little bit earlier here with a 4 o'clock start time here in Silver Lake today. Cook gets the sign, 0-1. And just missing, it is one ball and one strike. And the dark blue tops, black pants, the away uniforms for Perry LeCompton today. One ball, one strike, one out. And this one's fouled away towards the cars and bouncing off of an automobile. Danger zone for every car in the vicinity, the way the field is set up. Including mine. Cross the fingers. One ball, two strikes, one out. Top two, no score. Looking for our first base runner of the game. Here's the pitch. It is low in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Now the earlier start time is because there are no lights here at the ball field in Silver Lake. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And a strikeout. Make it number three. As Corcoran is down swinging. Two up, two down here in the second. That brings up Autumn Florey, the junior right fielder.
Batting for the call is number 20, Autumn Florey.
Good starts for Kendra Cook, a junior pitcher for Silver Lake. Five up and five down. First pitch to Florey. It's fouled straight back. No balls and one strike. And couldn't have asked, minus the wind, really, for a better day temperature-wise. Again, we were just shy of 70 before first pitch. As Cook fires in a fastball that swung on and missed, and Florey needing to protect now, it's 0-2. Cook a strike away from two solid innings to begin the ballgame. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. And down goes Florey. So four strikeouts and six batters face for Cook. And we head to the bottom of the second inning. No score.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
High school softball here on KNZA, MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tabman, Seth Tollefson with you. Perry LeCompton and Silver Lake. Eagles up to bat for a second time. No score, bottom two. Kira Lowry leading things off against Toffman inside the circle. First pitch high for a ball. Lowry, McDaniel, and McKinley Kruger. Two up this inning for Silver Lake. Next pitch, foul back towards the automobiles, and another one takes one. One ball and one strike. Both pitchers solid through the first, not quite two innings of work. Hoffman trying to match another perfect inning from Cook, who has struck out four. Hoffman struck out two herself in the bottom of the first. Next pitch was in there. Now 1-2 is high. Makes it two balls and two strikes. Defense fairly straight up, and the outfielder's playing fairly deep in center and left as the next pitch by Hoffman is low, and the count's full, three balls and two strikes. Still looking for the first base runner of the game. That wind is howling in from right center, and a 3-2. Ground ball foul, and we'll try it again at 3-2. So again, you got the Dammy sisters with Paxton in left, Taylor in center, both playing fairly deep. With Lowry, the cleanup hitter, and Owen, she's drilled in the back on a 3-2 pitch, and she will take first, and that one stung. So our first base runner via the hit-by-pitch. So still not a hit on the board, and that brings up the senior first baseman, Mackenzie McDaniel. He sports in Kansas, Class 3A Basketball Player of the Year, and Emporia State commit. Averaged over 20 points per game in the state basketball tournament as the Eagles put together a perfect season in state championship. Takes the first pitch low. It's ball one. A runner at first, nobody out, bottom two. No score. Cause and Eagles here today. Next pitch is a ground ball foul, just barely left of the bag at third. And it's one ball and one strike. Lowry at first base, hit by a pitch in the first at bat of this inning. McDaniel standing tall up in the box, batting from the right side, and takes one high. And it's two balls and one strike. McKinley Kruger on deck. Again, this is a Silver Lake roster. Seven girls down the lineup had some sort of all-state recognition a year ago for softball. Bringing all of that talent back. So I would assume the expectations certainly high once again for this Eagle softball team. Three balls and one strike now here on McDaniel. The pitch. And it's low, ball four. So the Eagles now in business, a hit batter, and then a walk. Runners on first and second with nobody out. Here's McKinley Kruger, the senior second baseman. No score, bottom two, but the Eagles have the first runners on base here today and a chance to get on the board first. First pitch into McKinley Kruger in there for a strike looking. It's 0-1. Let's see what Hoffman can do to get out potentially of an early jam here. Silver Lake has dominated the cause over the last few seasons. Cause trying to change that narrative here today. There's a throw down to second base. And back safely is Lowry. That next pitch was away. One ball and one strike. Hoffman gets the sign. She's a righty and delivers. And it's hit to the right side, but foul barely. It was nearly snagged over there by Buttram, but just off the tip of the glove, and ricochets into foul territory. So now one ball and two strikes. Strikeout would be huge here if Hoffman can get that illustrious first out of the inning. Off speed, and it's hit to the right side, and it finds the gap. And they will bring the runner in from second base, a dive, and in safely, everybody advancing in the first run of the game. It is going to be an RBI single by McKinley Kruger, and making it to second base on the throw home. Lowry diving in, and it was a good play at the plate. McDaniel goes first to third, and just like that, still nobody out, and the Eagles out to a 1-0 lead. Here is Avery Wendy, a senior designated player. Base hit could add two more. Second and third, nobody out. 1-0 here, bottom two. First pitch by Hoffman in there for a strike. Silver Lake put up 12 runs in the first inning of their second win There's a foul ball. And that second win against Wabunsee last week, both were 15-0 wins in three innings. That second one, they put up 12 runs in the first. That foul ball makes the count 0-2. Can Hoffman get a big strikeout here? Not on that pitch. It's a foul ball out of play right side. And it stays 0-2. Rayleigh Sterling, the senior right fielder, is on deck. Hoffman's 0-2. And it's hit to the left side on a bounce. He only plays at first. And a jumping catch for the out. And now a throw to third, not in time. So they get one, but a run scores. So it is an RBI ground out for Wendy. So that's the first out, but McDaniel scores from third, and Kruger goes first to third. And the first pitch to Sterling is high for a ball. So two runs across here in the bottom of the second, one out, runner at third. Sterling, the senior right fielder, hits it high in the air, left side. It's tailing with the wind, and a good catch is made by the shortstop in Corcoran going into foul territory to get that big second out. And now it's up to Kendra Cook to try to bring in that runner from third now with two down. So here is the junior pitcher in Cook. Bats on the left side and takes a first pitch strike from Hoffman. RBIs from McKinley Kruger and Avery Wendy here in the inning, as Silver Lake out to a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the second. Next pitch by Hoffman is high, and it's one ball and one strike. Cause trying to get out without any more damage done by Silver Lake, and this one's hit to the left side, but it's foul. And a strike away from getting out of the inning with no more damage done. It is one ball and two strikes. Fairleigh Compton, they have won double-digit games in each of the last 3 years. They were 12-10 last year, 10-11 2 years ago, and 12-10 three seasons ago, as that next pitch was high, two balls and two strikes. Runner at third is McKinley Kruger, drove in a run with a single. And then Avery Wendy getting an RBI with a ground out to shortstop. Infield umpire talking to a third base Silver Lake coach for a minute. And back into the box here. Cook now. Two balls and two strikes against Hoffman. A 2-0 Silver Lake lead here, bottom two. And it's a little pop up to the left side, right to the shortstop to make the play again. Corcoran there making the last two outs. But Silver Lake gets on the board first. RBIs by Kruger and Wendy. And we head to the third inning. It is Silver Lake, a 2-0 lead.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Silver Lake out to the early 2-0 lead. Our softball broadcast here this afternoon against Fairleigh Compton. Two runs on one hit. They left one on base. They got a couple other base runners via a hit batter and a walk. RBIs in that bottom of the second inning by McKinley Kruger on a single and Avery Wendy on a ground out. And a 2-0 lead again for the home team Eagles as we head to the top of the third inning. Caws now trailing by those two runs. Bottom third of the order, Trimble, Stancil, and Gray. Two up for Perry LeCompton here in this third inning. And Trimble, the junior catcher, bats from the right side. And now Cook back to work. She has struck out four in the first two innings. First pitch in the third is high for a ball. And a gorgeous afternoon temperature-wise, but we got some gusty breezes coming in from center slash right field. Certainly swirling at times. And the next pitch low and inside, 2-0. Perry LeCompton, 12-10 a year ago. They won 9 of their 14 Big 7 league games. Next pitch in there for a strike at the knees. 2 balls and 1 strike. Of course, these two teams will be in the same league next season. The Mideast merging with the Big 7. Silver Lake, Rossville, St. Mary's, and Raleigh County will merge with the Big 7 to create a monstrous Big East league starting in 2024-2025. Next pitch was outside, 3-1, so Trimble the advantage here against Cook to begin the third. She looks at the left wrist, fires with the right, swing and a miss, and the count's full. Well, Trimble works the full count now, 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2-0 Silver Lake, top of the third. Cook has struck out 4 of her first 6 face. Here's a 3-2. In there, strike 3 looking. And make it 5 strikeouts. A good location at the knees inside corner. That's the first strikeout looking for Cook. Here is Lexi Stancil, the senior second baseman. 7 up and 7 down for Cook. Looks at that wristband left side and a fastball high. It is 1-0. Probably our busiest day here in the area in terms of spring sports with the amount of baseball and softball games locally, along with some track and some boys golf. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 1 ball and 1 strike here on Stancil. Buttram and Taylor Dammy for Perry LeCompton had All-State recognition a year ago. Dammy was second-team All-State. Buttram was honorable mention. There's another swing and a miss. Stancil down in the count, 1-2. Taking her time, gets back into the box. And the pitch is a ground ball to the right side, fielded by the second baseman over to McDaniel for the out. Easy play for McKinley Kruger, and 2 up and 2 down. So here's the final number 9 hitter in the order, Kendall Gray, senior third baseman. 8 up and 8 retired for Kendra Cook. And the first pitch to Gray is hit to the right side and dropped by McDaniel, but she picks it up and has plenty of time to get that unassisted out at first base. So another 3 up and 3 down frame for Kendra Cook. Silver Lake looking good early. It's a 2-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the third.
Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Holton.
No, not that season. It's rebate season.
So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexton, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Hansaland Radio.
To the bottom of the third inning we go, and a high fly ball, short, or shallow, I should say, left field, coming on to make the catch. Again, that wind an issue, but it's the top of the order. Cabron Kruger flies out to shallow left field, and Paxton Dammey comes in to make the catch for out number one. So one up, one down here in the bottom of the third. And Kalen Haney, the sophomore left fielder, popped out to third or first time up. Takes one outside for ball one. A 2-0 Silver Lake lead here in the bottom of the third. Next pitch by Hoffman is upstairs again, 2-0. Two runs on just one hit. It was an RBI single by McKinley Kruger, and then the other run scored on a ground out by Avery Wendy. Both runs in the second for Silver Lake. The 2-0 finds the strike zone. Two balls and one strike here to Haney. And the 2-1 is fouled away. Tried to put down the bunt, and it's two balls and two strikes. Hoffman trying to bounce back after the two runs given up last inning. Off speed, just missing. Hoffman thought that may have had a strikeout there, but the umpire says no, and it's now a full count. Three balls and two strikes. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the third. Silver Lake a 2-0 lead, and this one's fouled away. A nice catch by a spectator behind us. And we do it again, 3-2. Haney again batting from the left side. And takes one low and outside. Ball four. There's Taylor Zordel, who struck out in her first at bat. Up with Haney at first and one out. 2-0 Silver Lake lead here in the bottom of the third. She shows bunt. Hoffman fires, pulls back, swings, and ropes it. Left side, and just hope everyone is away from that. And it's a stinger of a strike. It's 0-1. Zordel was first team All-State last year. That was during her sophomore season. Now she's here as a junior. This is a Silver Lake team that wants to go a long ways with the talent that they have back. And another high fly ball left field. Paxton makes the catch right in front of the fence and gets it in quickly. That wind playing a factor, and there is a long out number two, and it's up to Kira Lowry to kind of keep things moving here in the bottom of the third. Haney, the runner at first, two down. First pitch high to Lowry for ball one. She was hit by a pitch in her first at bat, came around to score on the single by McKinley Kruger. The 1-0 is hit well, right center field, backing up towards the fence. It is up off the top of the fence, and it bounced back into play. You couldn't do that again if you tried. It's going to be an RBI double, but it hits off the top of the fence and bounces back into play. Wow. So Silver Lake gets another run. It's 3-0. Not sure how that was not a home run, but it bounces back in, and now McDaniel up to bat and fouls it to the left side for strike one. Hits the top of the fence and bounces back into play. So Lowry, it'll go down as an RBI double, 3-0. The Silver Lake lead with McDaniel and two outs, and she'll foul this one out of play right in front of a car that was moving. Good catch there to avoid that, and it's now 0-2. More impressive for Lowry on that double. Just the way the wind is blowing here today, that would have clearly had been gone if the wind was not a factor. Now here's a fly ball, center field, coming in on it is the second team All-State selection from a year ago, in at Taylor Dammy to record the catch and record out number three. But an RBI double by Lowry extends the Silver Lake lead. It's now 3-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers. With flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Beautiful day for some high school softball here on KNZA. Silver Lake hosting Perry LeCompton. Eagles have three runs, two hits. Okay, so we got a new pitcher here. Thank you with that. So it'll be Avery Windy now inside the circle for Cook. So already an early change.
Substitution for the Eagles. In the circle now for the Eagles, number 17 senior, Avery Windy.
So we do got a pitching change. So Cook, interesting there. Cook had been perfect through three innings. But now Windy goes from the DP to inside the circle. Could be a strategic kind of play there for Silver Lake, but nonetheless, a 3-0 Silver Lake lead as Windy is now the new pitcher. And we'll face the top of the order. Caden Hoffman puts down a bunt, but right back to Windy with ease. Easy play to first, and one pitch and one out. Hoffman 0 for 2. Here's Paxton Dammy.
Up next for the call is number 99, Paxton Dammy.
Paxton grounded out to the pitcher in her first at-bat. Facing Windy for the first time. Windy's first pitch is a rocket of a fastball that's in there for a strike. Three runs and two hits for Silver Lake. No runs and no hits for Perry LeCompton. 3-0 score here in the top of the fourth. Next pitch by Windy is just outside for a ball. It's 1-1. And the 1-1 by Windy is fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. So pretty good outing for Cook again. Relieved by Windy. Cook, three innings pitched, no hits, no runs, and six strikeouts. Ground ball foul here to the left side. And Paxton Dammy stays alive here. One ball and two strikes. Perry LeCompton after today will get into the meat of Big 7 league play. Paxton ropes one to right field, but the wind's going to take that foul. And it stays 1-2. We'll do it again. Riverside, Holton, Jeff West, Sabetha, the next four on the Perry LeCompton schedule after today's matches here at Silver Lake. Silver Lake will have a week off before taking on Baser Linwood next week. And there's a swing and a miss on a fastball. Just not enough to get around it in time. And Dammy is now 0-2. And the first strikeout for Windy. Here's Buntram, the senior first baseman, struck out in her first at bat. Nobody on, two outs, top of the fourth, 3-0 Silver Lake. Lindy taking her time, gets in the circle. She is a righty against the righty in Buttram. First pitch high and away. One ball and no strikes. That wind gusting in from right field. There's a swing and a miss, and quickly a 1-1 count. Buttram struck out on three pitches in her first at-bat. As Silver Lake out to a 3-0 lead, here is we're into the top of the fourth. Here's a ground ball to the right side, but easily played by, that is McKinley Kruger, who makes a nice stab and play to first, and three up and three down once again. So we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Silver Lake with a 3-0 lead over Perry LeCompton.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
Cruising along here, high school softball on KNZA 103.9. Brandon and Seth with you. Silver Lake hosting Perry LeCompton today, and the Eagles getting ready to bat in the home half of the fourth, leading the cause by a 3-0 score. Hoffman back to work inside the circle for Perry. First pitch is off speed in there for a strike to McKinley Kruger, and the bottom of the fourth underway. Kruger got the scoring going with an RBI single back in the second and takes one high. It's 1-1 here. Silver Lake scoring two in the second inning, and they got one more in the third. That was off an RBI double by Kira Lowry, who hit the top of the fence and somehow came back into play. Next pitch was low, two balls and one strike. Here is Hoffman's 2-1. It is high. Now three balls and one strike here to McKinley Kruger. McKinley was honorable mention All-State a year ago. Good bend to the knees from the right side. Takes it high. Ball four. So McKinley Kruger now two at-bats and has reached both times. That leads off the bottom of the fourth. And here is the pitcher now, Avery Wendy. Who drove in a run with a ground out in that second inning. Ground out to short, but got a run in. First pitch was high for ball one. Wind gusting now a little bit more. Next pitch is low and inside. So two balls and no strikes here to Wendy. Runner at first, nobody out, bottom of the fourth. 3-0 at Silver Lake. Here's the pitch. And a little blooper into shallow center field and a diving effort and unable to make the play is Taylor Dammy. Would have been an incredible diving catch, but it pops out the glove and everyone's safe. And Kruger up to second base and Wendy with a single. So here is Rayleigh Sterling, the right fielder. Popped out into foul territory her first time up, and we'll get a courtesy runner in for Silver Lake. That'll be for Wendy at first.
The courtesy run for the Eagles, Allie Gruber.
Gerber will be the courtesy runner at first base. So two on and nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. And the first pitch to Sterling is high for a ball. You got Kruger at second base and the courtesy runner Gerber at first. A 3-0 Silver Lake lead. They're trying to add to it. Next pitch by Hoffman, low and inside. It's 2-0. Still some time, but kind of a dangerous spot here for Perry LeCompton. Down three, and they have been held down on their end as they do not have a hit here through four innings. Bunt pulled back, and it's inside for ball three. Kendra Cook is due up next. I would think Sterling wants to take this 3-0 all the way and does so, and it's outside for a four-pitch walk. So the bases are loaded for Kendra Cook. Kruger at third, courtesy runner Gerber at second, and Sterling now at first base. A 3-0 Silver Lake lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning with nobody out. The bases loaded now for Cook. Takes a pitch outside for a ball. And she popped out to short in her first at bat, which ended that run in the second inning. A base hit could add two. Next pitch is high. 2-0. Right now, Hoffman is a little struggle here to find the strike zone. In a dangerous spot here in the bottom of the fourth. Needs to get one across. The pitch is popped up. Foul territory, left side, and a huge out coming on to make the catch is Gray. And no advance from any of the runners. That is a huge first out for Perry LeCompton.
That's the Eagles for nine, sir. Fielder, Adrian Kruger.
So the first out into the top of the order here with Cabrin Kruger, who is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Bases loaded, one out. Pitch is high. And it's 1-0. And McKinley Kruger is at third base. Gerber, a courtesy runner's at second. And Sterling, the runner at first. 3-0 Silver Lake here in the bottom of the fourth trying to add. Next pitch just missing outside. It's 2-0. Silver Lake scored two in the second and one in the third. Chance to add here in the fourth. Shows bunt, pulls back. And wasn't sure. It looked like the pitch was inside. And it was for ball three. So now it's a 3-0 count with the bases loaded and one out. Would assume Kruger. Be interesting if she takes. Pulls bunt. It's high. It's ball four and a run is in. So Kruger, the base on balls, drives in a run as her cousin McKinley scores in from third. Courtesy runner Gerber now moves to third. Sterling up to second base. And Cabrin goes up to first base. So base is still loaded. Another run in. 4-0 our score. And the first pitch to Kaylin Haney is low for ball one. Who has popped out and has walked and scored in this afternoon's game. And now we'll get a meeting inside the circle here for Perry LeCompton. The base is loaded and one out here in the bottom of the fourth. A base is loaded walk has added another. Silver Lake get out to a 2-0 start, swept Waubunsee last week, and Perry LeCompton, this is their first games of 2024. They were supposed to take on Anderson County earlier this week, but those games were postponed. Looks like Hoffman will stay in. In a big spot here, gotta limit the damage as much as you can. Just gave up a bases loaded walk. 4-0 is the score. Cause have yet to record a hit or a base runner in the game. You've got dangerous part of the order coming up here with just one out. Might have a... Doesn't look like it. Thought there was maybe going to be a substitution here, but umpire back behind the plate, and we're back and ready to roll. So here we go. Here's a 1-0 to Haney. Puts a bunt down, right back to the pitcher. Play at the plate in time, and they get the lead runner. Heads up play, and then a throw down to second to keep everyone honest, and a big second out and no run in. So thrown out at home. So Sterling to third, and Gerber's thrown out at home on the bunt. The base is loaded, now two outs, and Zordel steps in and takes one high for a ball. So the bunt by Haney doesn't produce a run. If Hoffman can get out of this with only one run allowed, that'll be a victory for Perry LeCompton. Here's a 1-0. It is high, 2-0. The bases are loaded. Still but two outs. A runner cross thanks to a bases loaded walk. 4-0 Silver Lake, bottom four. Trying to go to 3-0. And a 2-0 is outside, and now all of a sudden Hoffman in danger again of walking a batter with the bases loaded. Needs to find the strike zone with Lowry due up next, who is inches away from a home run in her last at bat. Zordel shows bunt, pulls back, check swing, but didn't go around. It's ball four, and another run is in. Sterling scores from third. Zordel first time reaching. Haney goes to second, and Cabron Kruger to third. And here's Lowry. Doubled in a run, her last at bat, and was inches away from a home run to right center. Somehow hit the top of the wall and came back into the field of play. Settled for the RBI double. 5-0 Silver Lake. Two outs, bases loaded, bottom four. Hoffman's next pitch is low. Two balls and no strikes. Hoffman desperately needs to get out of the inning. Both runs in via a bases loaded walk. And a pop fly to right center. And is that made? The catch was made near the foul line. Wow, what a play. That was Stansel near the foul line, who makes a running catch and gets Perry LeCompton out of the inning. But nonetheless, two score thanks to bases-loaded walks. We head to the fifth inning of play. Silver Lake, a 5-0 lead.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at Holton Hospital.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Two more runs across for Silver Lake in the bottom of the fourth, extending their lead on Perry LeCompton 5-0. As we start the fifth inning of play here, high school softball on KNZA.
Center fielder number 23.
4, 5, and 6 in the Perry LeCompton order. It'll be Taylor Dammy, Macy Corcoran, Autumn Flory. Perry LeCompton, they need to get something going here. No runs and no hits for the cause. 5 runs, 3 hits for Silver Lake. As Dammy, first at bat, lined out to center. And will face Wendy for the first time. Takes one in there. Fastball inside corner for strike number one. Now through nearly 2.5 games, closing on a third game for Silver Lake. They have yet to allow a run this season. Now a pop up. It is going to be close, and it's going to stay in play. And a tough reach-out catch by the catcher in Swaggart. Wow. Difficult play. A long, high fly ball behind home plate. And Swaggart reaching the left hand out, extending all the way. Makes a beautiful catch for out number one. So Macy Corcoran now struck out in her first at bat, steps in for a second time and facing Wendy for the first time. One out, nobody on. Top of the fifth inning. Silver Lake's lead 5-0. There's a strike, a fastball in the inside corner. Silver Lake scored two in the second, one in the third, and then two more in the fourth. And the two runs in the last half inning, both via the bases loaded walk. Here's an 0-1. Foul ball out of play. And it's 0-2. So Corcoran really needs to protect now. No balls and two strikes. Struck out on a 2-2 pitch in our first at bat. Now facing 0-2 and missing on the outside corner, 1-2. Last check, Twins leading the Royals 2-1 in Major League Baseball's opening day. That game was going into the eighth inning. This is roped into right center field, and Perry LeCompton with their first hit on a 1-2 pitch. Coming through is Corcoran with a sharp single to right center. See if that gets the line moving, it'll bring up Autumn Florey, the junior right fielder. So protecting there on 1-2 and roping it to right center field. And the first hit of the night for Perry LeCompton goes to Macy Corcoran, the freshman shortstop. So she's at first with one down. And Florey steps in. We struck out in her first at bat. Here's a steal attempt and a play at second, not in time. Diving in safely is Corcoran. Base hit could give Perry LeCompton their first run of the game. That pitch was high, by the way. It's one ball and no strikes on Florey. Wendy behind the mound and now steps up. Hits the sign and delivers. And a foul ball to the right side. Or correction, that first pitch found the strike zone, so it's actually 0-2 here on Florey. Runner at second is Corcoran. One out, bottom, or I should say top of the fifth. A 5-0 Silver Lake lead. Silver Lake, they have outscored their two opponents so far this year, 35-0. And a foul ball roped to the right side, the one pushing it towards the fence. And a foul ball keeps it at 0-2. Taylor Dammy led off the inning, popping out to the catcher in foul territory. And then on a 1-2 pitch, Corcoran lined a single into right field. The first cause hit of the game. And now Glory trying to keep the line moving with one down, but facing an 0-2 count. Fouls this one straight back again, so staying alive at 0-2. Our first baseball broadcast earlier this week was postponed with the chilly temperatures. We'll be back. Leave Sabetha and Hiawatha will be our baseball matchup on Monday next week. Another foul tip. So staying alive is Florey. Three straight foul balls on 0-2. Corcoran, the runner at second base with one out. The umpire going out to the center circle. Checking something out and is walking back towards home. Always appreciate our sponsors and sports boosters throughout our high school coverage all season long, but we are just getting going as spring sports is now in true full swing. Here's an 0-2, swing and a miss. So hanging around for a while there was Flory, but ultimately goes down swinging. Second strikeout for Wendy. The second time Flory has gone down on strikes. Now it's up to Taylor Trimble, the junior catcher, with Corcoran at second base and now two outs. Here's the first pitch by Wendy. It is in there for a strike and then a throw down to second base. And now you got Corcoran in a pickle between second and third. Throw to second. Throw to third. Still dancing around. Going back to second base. Corcoran hanging around. Can she get back safely? Oh, man. Corcoran gets back after a heady back and forth run there. And that pickle probably went five or six throws deep back and forth. But somehow Corcoran gets back safely. So the count 0-1 on Trimble, and they throw down to second base. They got Corcoran caught off guard. She is huffing and puffing, but somehow avoiding the out to keep the inning alive. Here's the 0-1 to Trimble, and it's fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. So Trimble now needs to try to put something in play here to keep this inning alive. Two outs, two strikes. Runner at second base is Corcoran. Silver Lake 5-0, their lead here in the top of the fifth. Trying to get out of it. Here is an 0-2 offering. And it's hit well. Center field. Playable, though. And coming on to make the catch. Wynn kind of pushing it back. It's Cabrin Kruger who comes on and makes the catch for the third out. And that retires the side. So we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Silver Lake 5 and Perry LeCompton nothing.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hello. I'm Nils Bergsten from Bergsten Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
Kansaland Radio.
A gusty breeze and 67 degrees here outside of Silver Lake High School. Eagles softball with a 5-0 lead against the Cause of Perry LeCompton as we start the bottom of the fifth inning. Brandon Tamman with you. Great crowd on hand for both sides. Silver Lake, a future Big East League opponent. These two teams will be league foes next year, but not the case here as we wrap up the 2024 spring schedule. Hoffman continues to pitch, back to work for Perry LeCompton, facing very dangerous Mackenzie McDaniel to lead things off. First pitch in the dirt low for ball one. McDaniel walked and scored in the second, and she has also flied out to center. Bats from the right side, plays up in the box, 1-0 count, the pitch, in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. McDaniel will be followed by McKinley Kruger, and then Wendy. Three due up here for the Eagles in the home fifth. There's a pitch high, kind of a half-heart check swing. McDaniel holds it true, and it's 2-1. Daniel, honorable mention, All-State selection last year for softball. And a ground ball left side and just goes foul. So 2-2 now the count. Rocking jersey number 42, batting from the right side. Maroon tops, gray pants for Silver Lake, blue tops, black pants. Or Perry LeCompton here today, the pitch. And it skips into the dirt, might have slipped out of the hand. A little bit of a smile from Hoffman. And the count runs full, it's 3-2. 5-0 Silver Lake, bottom of the fifth. Beautiful afternoon here. I got a track meet going on as well. A lot of cars and a lot of bodies. And there's a ground ball, and it's a hot shot to the left side. And The shortstop, Corcoran, can't play it. And it'll go down as a single for McDaniel. So McDaniel leaps off the fifth with a hard shot. Pass Corcoran at short. That brings up McKinley Kruger, who is one for one, a walk, a single, an RBI, and a run scored. And we'll have a courtesy runner for McDaniel. It'll be Brewster, runner at first. So making the subs here, that courtesy runner. Atlanta Brewster at first base for McDaniel. First pitch to McKinley Kruger is in there for a strike. It has been gusting the wind here today. And that next pitch rides inside and hits the arm of McKinley Kruger, and she's hit by a pitch. And she'll take first. Brewster, the courtesy runner, to second. Kruger's now reached in all three of her at-bats. And another danger spot here for Perry LeCompton. First two Eagles have reached here in the bottom of the fifth. And Wendy now steps in, one for two, with a single and an RBI. 5-0 Perry LeCompton trailing here as Silver Lake looking to add to their lead in the bottom of the fifth with two on and nobody out. First pitch to Wendy was high for ball one. Wind blowing in, it has not helped the hitters here today. There's a pitch that's in there for a strike. Double steal, everyone's safe. They throw down to third, and it's not in time. So Brewster, the courtesy runner. So now a base hit could tack two. Brewster at third, Kruger at second base. And a 1-1 count here on Wendy. Takes one high, it's 2-1. So a single and a hit batter. And a double steal. Lead off the bottom of the fifth. Second and third, nobody out. Next pitch, just missing inside. 3-1. There's been a few pitches today where it looks like Hoffman thought it would have been a strike, but the umpire has said no go. So big 3-1 pitch coming up here to Wendy. And it's a high fly ball, right center field, but playable. Might bring in the run, and there's the catch by the center fielder and a dart thrown home by the center fielder Taylor Dammy to keep the runner at third. So a big out and no advance from any of the runners. Here's Raley Sterling. Now gets an opportunity. Runners at second and third with now one down. A big play to keep that run from tagging from third. And another fly ball about the same spot, shallow right center field. It's going to be Dammy again. This time they'll bring the run. The throw is high. Play at the plate is in time for the double play. How about that? And that's going to end the inning with a double play. That's out number three, and that's going to retire the side. How about it? Back-to-back fly balls. This time they try to bring the run in from third. And unsuccessful as it's thrown home by Taylor Dammy and the out is recorded. So Hoffman gets out of the inning. No runs allowed. Still 5-0 Silver Lake here on KNCA.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Great job by Perry LeCompton to get out of a pickle in the fifth inning with a nice double play to end that frame and end any threat for Silver Lake. But the Eagles have a 5-0 lead over Perry LeCompton as we start the sixth inning of play. Brandon with you, Seth in his studio, keeping us locked in and on the air. It'll be Lexi Stansel to lead things off for Perry LeCompton here in the sixth against Wendy, who has pitched well in relief of Cook. Cause have just one hit and one base runner in this game today. Stansel is 0 for 1, grounded out to second in her first at bat. And we'll lead things off here in the sixth with, again, the Eagles leading 5-0. First pitch by Wendy. It's a shot to left field. When pushing it shallow, but playing it right is the left fielder and Haney to make the catch for out number one. One up, one down for Kendall Gray. Grounded out to first in her first at bat. Steps in from the right side. As Wendy back into the circle, fires the first pitch to Gray. And it's fouled away, and that's towards the cars and on top of a car, and it bounces away. You've seen a couple of cars foul territory get blasted in this game today. Fortunate no windows, though. Here is an 0-1. Just inside. One ball, one strike here to Gray. It is the top of the sixth inning. 5-0 Silver Lake. Perry LeCompton just one hit in this ball game this afternoon. Got to get something going. Down to their last five outs. And a ground ball. It hits off Wendy's glove. Ricochets left. Time. Shovels it to first. And in time for the out, just barely. Nearly beating it out was Gray. But it will go down as a ground out and two up and two down. So back to the top of the order with Caden Hoffman, who is 0 for 2. A strikeout and a ground out. Nobody on. Two outs. Top six. 5-0 Silver Lake. Hoffman steps in from the right side against Wendy. And the first pitch is a little bit low for ball one. And a beautiful afternoon. Some high school softball. Next pitch is in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Wendy looking behind the mound, a left wristband, gets the sign and fires, low and inside. Two balls and one strike, with Paxton Dammy due up next, if Hoffman is able to get on. The Cause again have been held to just one hit. It was in the last inning, and was a single to right by Corcoran, and she was stranded at second base in that inning. There's a foul tip there by Hoffman, makes it two balls and two strikes. Silver Lake scored two in the second, one in the third, and two in the fourth. They have four hits with their five runs. This one is a pop left side in the infield, shortstop side, and an easy catch is made by Zordel. And another three up and three down frame. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Silver Lake 5, Perry LeCompton nothing.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Dennison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton Point, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights.
Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Kansaland Radio.
Tristan Buntram is the new pitcher for Perry LeCompton. Some movement for Perry LeCompton heading into the bottom of the sixth inning. Paxton Dammey has moved over to first base. Lee Hoffman is out in left field. In the defensive change here for Perry LeCompton as we hit the bottom of the sixth inning, and Silver Lake a 5-0 lead, trying to add some insurance. As they would say on the diamond, any insurance is good insurance. But cause again, they will have to do something spectacular in the top of the seventh as they have been held to just one hit here today. So Hoffman goes five. So Kendra Cook will lead things off. She is 0-for-2 today. Pop out to short and then fouled out to the third base side in her second at bat. First pitch swinging, ground ball second base side. Throw to first in time for the first outs. Nice play by Stancil at second and rifling it to Dammey over at first. So one pitch and one outs and to the top of the order. Brings up K. Brent Kruger. Strikeout, a flyout, a walk, and an RBI. That walk was with the bases loaded. And her last at bat takes a first pitch from Buntram high for ball one. That pitch swinging in there for a strike. Realize my pencil just ran out of lead, so we got to grab a pen real quick. One ball, one strike. Pitch is up and in. Two balls and one strike now on K. Brent Kruger. Struck out in the first, flew out to left in the third. Walked in a run in the fourth. Next pitch low. Good stop by the catcher and Trimble there, but now a hitter's count. Three balls and one strike. 5-0 Silver Lake here in the bottom of the fifth, or correction, bottom of the sixth, excuse me. Buntram's pitch, ground ball left side, and it stays in play, and it ricochets off the glove of Gray. And Kruger going to third, and the throw gets away, and she's going to make it all the way to third. Mentioned going to second, and then third on the throwing error, and she gets all the way to third base with one out. So a throwing error by Gray, the first error of the game. And Kruger's at third base with one out. Here's Haney who steps in. Buntram's pitch is high for a ball. Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-0 Silver Lake. The runner at third and one out. Next pitch to Haney outside, 2-0. Haney popped out to third in her first at-bats, walked and scored in the third, and reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. And a chopper left side that should bring in the run, and everyone's going to be safe. Haney's got too much speed, and that'll be an RBI for Haney, and it's now 6-0. So one out, Haney at first. That brings up Taylor Zordel, who has driven in a run.
Shortstop,
that was also on a bases-loaded walk. But a 6-0 Silver Lake lead. First pitch to Zordel is high, 1-0. So a single by Kruger and then a throwing error. Got Kruger all the way to third and then driven in on an infield single by Haney. A 6-0 lead now in the bottom of the sixth. Next pitch high. Haney going for the stolen base. Gets there with ease. Throw is wide to the right. Haney slides in safely. A base hit could bring her home. Counts 2-0 on Zordle. And Buttram's pitch. Low and inside. 3 balls and no strikes with Lowry on deck. Impressive afternoon so far. Both sides of the plate for Silver Lake. Buttram's pitch. Low and inside, ball four. So the second walk for Zordle today. Haney at second, Zordle at first. One out. And Lowry, who was inches away from a home run earlier today, and takes one off the foot, and she's hit by a pitch. That's the third time that a Silver Lake batter has been hit today, and that's the second time Lowry's been hit. So now the bases are loaded with one out.
Up next for the Eagles, number 42, Mackenzie McDaniel.
This will bring up Mackenzie McDaniel, who has a single, a walk, and a flyout. So Mackenzie McDaniel will step in with Haney at third, Zordle at second, and Lowry at first. Bottom of the sixth inning, one out. Silver Lake's lead is 6-0, and a chance to really blow this game open here. Buttram, see how she works it here. First pitch, fastball high. It's 1-0. Walks have been an issue today for the Perry LeCompton pitchers. A couple of these runs have been walked in. Here's a diving effort, and that should be a fair ball, and it will. It'll skip into foul territory, and everybody moves up and is safe. There was so much spin on the ball, it was popped up between home and first. A diving effort by Dammy. It hits off her glove and then skips into foul territory. But everybody's going to be safe. And now the umpires are meeting to discuss. Not sure what the discussion is, but nonetheless, everybody moves up. Another run is in. It's 7-0. As McDaniel drives in her first run today. I think we might get another courtesy runner here for McDaniel. It looks like to be Brewster again.
Thanks for the Eagles.
And it will be
12,
McKinley Krueger to bat next.
Courtesy runner back in for McKinley McDaniel, number 19, Alana Brewster.
So again, Alana Brewster, the courtesy runner at first. After McDaniel driving in a run with a hot shot, spinning single that landed in the infield, and then kicked into foul territory. Two more runs here in the sixth. Insurance being added. Now 7-0 in favor of Silver Lake. Bases loaded, still one out. And the first pitch to McKinley Krueger is high for ball one. Silver Lake swept Perry last year. 7-0 and 10-0. Right now they lead this one 7-0. Buttram finds the strike zone here. It's 1-1. Caden Hoffman pitched the first five for Perry LeCompton, and Buttram came in to relieve her in this inning. And the next pitch low and inside, 2-1. With Wendy due up next. Buttram nearly needs to find an out here. And the next pitch, same spot, low and inside, it's 3-1. A walk will drive in another run. The two runs in the fourth were both scored on bases loaded walks. And the next pitch high, ball four. Everybody moves up. Krueger with her second RBI. Looks like we got another substitution here for Silver Lake.
Eagles, now now batting the number 13 catcher, Taylor Swiger.
So the catcher, Swaggart, is going to bat now in the spots of Wendy. Swaggart's been the flex in catching and not batting. And now we'll get a chance to step in. The base is loaded and one out. Her team up 8-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. They have scored three. RBI single by Haney. Also an RBI single by McDaniel. And then a bases loaded walk issued to Kruger. And it looks like we're going to have another pitching change here as they will bring on, looks like, Taylor Dammy from center field. So we will step aside. A pitching change here at Tulsa Silver Lake. 8-0. Back in a moment.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Kansaland Radio.
Silver Lake adding to their lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Three more runs have scored. It's 8-0 Eagles and a pitching change for Perry LeCompton. Taylor Dammy will come in and try to shut the door on what's been a good day for Silver Lake. The bases are loaded with still only one out. And Taylor taking the spot of Buttram. Paxton Dammy goes back to center and then Buttram takes over at first base. First pitch by Taylor, missing the strike zone for ball one to the pitch hitter in Swaggart. She bats from the right side. Dammy throws with the right, and the next pitch low and inside. It's 2-0. And after this one today for Perry LeCompton, they're right back to it on Monday at Riverside. Next pitch low and inside. It gets away. Everybody advancing and scoring another run. Then a throw down to third, not in time. The wild pitch allows Lowry to score. Brewster, the courtesy runner, to third. And Kruger to second. So now second and third, and it's a 3-0 count here on Swaggart. Well, it's unraveling here for Perry LeCompton in the late innings. And the next pitch, well, missing the strike zone. High, everybody's safe. And a throw to third, not in time, and then it kicks away. And it's going to skip into shallow left field, and now everybody advancing again, and another run scores. Brewster heads up running.
And that'll do it for the first game.
And that'll do it. It gets to 10, so it's going to be a run rule win. And that, again, with the run rule in effect, we'll wrap this thing up a little bit early. So the final score, Silver Lake in six innings, a 10-0 win against Perry LeCompton. We'll talk about it and wrap it up after a quick timeout here on KNCA.
Farmers State Bank has an all-in-one home improvement product for our purchases or refinance. We call it our purchase improvement loan.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
It allows a borrower to obtain funds to purchase an outdated home for sale on the market, as well as obtain construction funds simultaneously.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly. smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the game shortened just a touch as Silver Lake scores 5 in the bottom of the 6th and puts the run rule on Perry LeCompton. Final score 10-0 as the Eagles move to 3-0 on the young season. Perry LeCompton, that was their first game played. Again, they had Anderson County games earlier this week postponed, so this was Perry's first game of the season. And for the cause, a 10-0 loss. They dropped to 0-1. Again, Silver Lake, a 3-0 start. Again, 10 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Eagles left 7 on base. The cause were stymied offensively. No runs, 1 hit, 1 error, and they left 1 on base. Silver Lake scoring 2 in the second inning. They got RBIs from McKinley Kruger and Avery Wendy. They added 1 more in the third on an RBI double by Kira Lowry. They scored 2 more in the fourth. Both those runs issued on bases loaded walks. And then going into the sixth inning, again, they add 5 runs to put the game away on 3 hits. They got RBIs from Kalen Haney, also Mackenzie McDaniel, and McKinley Kruger, as pitching certainly kind of got away from Perry LeCompton in this one. Hoffman gave a good 5 innings, and then Buttram only pitched a third of an inning. And then Dammy came on to try to close the door and at least give Perry LeCompton a chance maybe in the 7th to bat. But too many runs across for Silver Lake, and 5 in the 6th ends the game in the 6th inning with a run rule. 10-0 victory, again, for Silver Lake, now 3-0 on the young season. So that's going to do it for us here. A breezy and beautiful now coming up on the evening hours here in Silver Lake. Is Eagles will go for the sweep of Perry LeCompton. Our next broadcast will be on Monday. It'll be our first baseball broadcast of the year. We were supposed to do one earlier this week, but it got postponed. But now we get Sabetha and Hiawatha baseball broadcast coming up for you on Monday afternoon right here on KNZA. Again, the final score here for our softball broadcast, Silver Lake at home, a 10-0 6-inning win over Perry LeCompton. For Seth Tollefson in studio, I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for hanging with us. We'll talk to you Monday for high school baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.